It comes from Trey. Trey says, "Dear Freak Show, I got a confession to tell you. I'm a little petty, but I'm going to admit it to y'all. I send my mom Valentine's Day flowers every year since her and my father divorced back in 05. Well, my mom gets remarried 2 years ago, and her new husband said something slick about me outdoing his flowers. I ignored it, but it was because I didn't want to be petty. Last year, he was more exact, saying, 'Man, you got me working too hard. You need to ease up.' Are you serious? I mean, that's my mother. Like, who are you to alter how I shower my mama with love? Now, I don't want smoke with old dude, but I gotta admit, I did go extra hard for my mom's arrangement for this upcoming Valentine's Day. Am I wrong for showing my mom how I love her no matter what man step in, or should I respect him? Let me know, freaks. Love y'all every morning. Trey."
Screw him.
Yeah, for real. We don't like you.
Don't sway.
Yeah.
Slow down. Slow down. We ain't got to try and mess up the family that fast.
Your mama deserves all of that. Yes. The best.
Your mom deserves all that, but your mom is married to somebody
now. So I don't care.
Like, how about we don't create problems with that? Like, what? I mean, like if the man, maybe he could have said it better. But if the man says, "Hey, dog, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show your mom I love her, too. Now, I know you young and out there working at your little Raymond James Financial, whatever. You know, you making your little money. You rap money or whatever, slinging your stuff. But don't be, like, coming in here, Nino Brown, and your mama. Like, let me show how I love her." And that's a respect for an OG.
Obviously, your love is very weak.
You need to step
your game up. And
man,
let me,
old man might be on a budget.
Take notes, old man, on a budget. This is how you should treat this woman.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't go out to eat that one time. And you could afford a nice
I mean, y'all know older people work with budgets and stuff like that. This man showing his wife he love her, and then you show up with the... with the pulling up with the Jaguar truck.
Now, like, he's showing you how it should be done.
You gotta outdo the old man?
Because,
like, let him live.
This son is the one person in his mom's life that's making Valentine's Day special. Mm-hmm. It sounds like her new guy is just kind of glancing over it.
No, I'm saying no.
This is special.
What if this man is like, "Yo, I'm trying to be the king of my house now. I'm here now. All right, wait, let's see. Ahmad, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Orlando?
Hey, man, and now you heard me say it, and I see your comment already. That's my mama, my only mama.
There you go. Hey, look, you can feel that way on Father's Day, man. But I got my son in the back taking him to school right now. He's ready to skip to come see you.
Oh, man.
I might have to go get a doctor note for him this morning.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think that the guy has to get some sort of help. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why we got to overshadow the dude?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Add to it.
Nah, see, I say that's his mom, man. You only get one. You know what I mean? And you got to cherish that. You got to cherish that.
Okay.
Mother and son, you know, they bond special. You know what I mean?
It is.
At least he's doing for his mom. You know, you got something out here that ain't doing, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. So we got to respect that. I appreciate it, Ahmad, man. Thanks. Yeah, Shannon is on the phone. Hey, Shannon, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, what's your opinion? Does he stop or does he keep going hard for mom and just battle stepdad, however?
Keep going hard for mom. I mean, you've been doing it. This is now 15 years. So this guy's got to understand he's got a love for his mama.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it way before he was even in the picture.
Right, but now Claude is here. Claude is in the house now. Why are we going? We got to respect Claude. He's in there putting something on the light bill.
Yeah.
No. It was his love for his mom, but that's what he can do.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Shannon. Let's see, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. What up?
What up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, I'm pretty good. What you think the new guy needs to back off? He's wrong.
Totally wrong, brother. Listen. I did for my mom 2 Valentine's Days ago. I bought her a brand new car. You want to know why?
Wow.
Because for 30 years, my mother has backed me on everything I've done, supported me, loved me unconditionally. You know, who is this guy to come in and say that, "Oh, you need to chill out. You need to let me do something"? No, hold up. Either step up or square up, man.
Okay.
Now we're fighting on Valentine's Day.
Stop beating up Bo. Stop hitting Bo in the head.
When it comes to my mom, dude, I do whatever I got to do, man, to get my point across. You know what I'm saying? He needs to back off.
Yeah.
This is my mom, and like you guys said, you know, this is how I shower my mom below. Who are you to tell me to back off?
And listen, Kyle, I 100% respect what you're saying, but and I'm just like, dude, he ain't fighting your mom. He just saying back up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got to go in there swinging on, bro. Like, he's loving your mom, too, but he might be on a fixed income. This 60-year-old man can't ball out like you buying her a car.
Oh, well, hey, bud, he needs to step it up. Get a business. Do something. Yeah.
Now he got to get a job. Yeah. I married your mom and retired. Now I got two jobs trying to keep up with him dropping off cars.
That's it.
All right, Kyle, appreciate it, man. I'm not saying that you don't take care of your mom, but I mean, at least be nice to the dude.
It sounds like they have a nice relationship, but he's just getting jealous over the son's expenses. All he has to do is save up a little bit more or do something different. He doesn't have to get her flowers, too.
What about if he backs up and says, all right, well, let me show you what my mom likes. Mm. And, like, put him up on it. Maybe help him buy it. If he, you know, I'm imagining, at least reading it, I'm imagining he's an older dude that ain't on. Maybe.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. He's not hip on what's good. Yeah, like, what's
popping
right now.
I got these roses from 7-Eleven, and they are good, and you show up with this boutique stuff. You know what I mean? So, like, let him live. I don't know. But mom does deserve that love. And like Meredith said, I'm pretty sure everybody's out there remembering, damn, I got to get flowers.
That's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.